I want to take a minute to tell you guys about our Patreon page and all of the great stuff that we offer for our pledges. As you guys know, Sleeperwire is a charity working towards the prevention and treatment of chronic Lyme disease. As a Patreon pledge, here's what you can get. The Draft Genius Draft Kit PDF with rankings for all sorts of leagues, priority answers on the live mail sack shows, early access to the Sunday Blitz every Sunday morning during the season, the full Draft Genius Draft Kit, which includes rankings, articles, draft strategies, expert opinions, and more, a Sleeperwire mug, a Sleeperwire t-shirt, automatic entry to a listener league, and automatic entry to the Sleeperwire Pro-Am. Your generosity will help make a difference. Visit www.patreon.com/sleeperwire for more details.
I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need!
I don't want to talk to you no more, you...
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it's like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean!
All right, let's go.
Hey, sleepers, welcome to the Sleeperwire Great Debate Show, where we do a fast debate between two players. I am your host, Professor Chris, on Twitter at Seymour Sleeperwire, and today I have a very special guest back on the Great Debate for the second time, Kyle from the Fantasy Football Fellas, on Twitter at KyleFFFellas. Kyle, what's going on?
It's good to be back. I was really pumped when you invited me back for this second time around, so it's good to be here, Chris, man.
Yeah, we had a good one last year that turned out to be a player that you actually won. We did Jeremy Maclin versus Pierre Garçon, and that was one of my bad calls.
Yeah, I owned Garçon everywhere, so it was a decent way to start the year. Unfortunately, I didn't get those Jimmy G games in there, but yeah, I was lucky enough to at least have him for part of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll let you know which guys we're going to be debating here in just a minute, but please go to iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher or wherever you listen to us and drop a 5-star rating and leave us a nice review. That truly does help out the show. What we're going to be doing here in the Great Debate is having an actual debate-style argument between two players. We're going to spend a couple minutes arguing for our player, 90 seconds for rebuttals, and then we're going to wrap it up with final thoughts. And once again, the purpose of these great debates is not for us to convince each other. I'm not trying to convince Kyle of my player. He's not trying to convince me of his. We're not trying to quote unquote win the debate. The purpose is to give you guys legit arguments for and against these guys so you can make a better decision on who to draft. And today, two running backs, we're doing Alvin Kamara versus Melvin Gordon. I've got Kamara and Kyle has Melvin, and I'm going to go ahead and kick us off here. So Alvin Kamara, this guy didn't have just a great season in 2017. He had a record-setting season. Kamara touched the ball 201 times last season and averaged 7.7 yards per touch, which is the highest single-season rate among all players with at least 200 touches in the entire history of the NFL. That right there is pure efficiency. I'm going to break down some numbers for you here. Alvin Kamara had 120 rushing attempts for 728 yards and 8 touchdowns last season, while adding 81 catches for 826 yards and 5 touchdowns through the air for a total of 1,554 yards and 13 touchdowns. Let's go ahead, and I'm going to throw out his Week 14 stats. That's where he had the one carry for 2 yards where he got the concussion in the first quarter. Taking that out, he had 103.6 yards per game. That's, 10.4 fantasy points per game from yards alone, not counting any of his 13 touchdowns or his 81 receptions, which is phenomenal in PPR leagues. That double-digit points is huge. And, that's only looking at his total season. Keep in mind that the New Orleans Saints had Adrian Peterson on the roster as well for the first 4 weeks, taking carries away from both Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara. Now, they weren't very efficient carries. I mean, for Adrian Peterson, he wasn't that great. But they were carries nonetheless. We didn't see a whole lot of Kamara through the first 4 weeks. But after that, Kamara had 20 or more fantasy points in 8 of his 15 full games last season. And one of those even came when Adrian Peterson was still in the lineup. There are those guys who are going to say, well, just look at his total touches, 201, and argue that he only approximately got 13 touches per game. But let's look at his production for the second half of the season when he really exploded. He was good for week 6 through 8, which was after the bye and the Peterson trade, but from week 9 on, he was amazing. Like I said before, I'm going to omit the week 14 concussion game. In the other 7 games in the second half, he had 77 carries and 47 receptions, and that is a season-long pace of 176 carries and 107 receptions for a total of 283 touches. Those who say he just doesn't get the ball enough are wrong. He was getting the ball more and more as the season went on last year. But let's say that his efficiency goes down, as it's likely to do. He's not going to break the record for yards per touch every season. Last year, it was 320.4 fantasy points in PPR leagues. Let's say it goes down by 20%. That still puts him at 256.3 points, which would still have him as an RB. All right, Kyle, let's hear that rebuttal against Alvin Kamara.
All right, Chris. Yeah, I like that you brought up the yards per touch with Kamara. Obviously, the guy was uber efficient in 2017. And while I think his touches will be spread out across the season, the concern I have is just the efficiency maintaining to be maintained over that the course of 2018. He had 1.55 fantasy points per touch in PPR, which is just off the charts. Just for reference, over the last 17 years, there was only one running back that had at least 125 touches and over 1.5 fantasy points per touch. And that was Darren Sproles in 2011, just coincidentally with the same team. If you want to bump it up to 200 total touches, which Kamara was able to eclipse in 2017, no running back has ever gone over 1.4 besides Kamara. And the only other running back to be over 1.3 fantasy points per touch was Marshall Faulk. So what does this mean? It just means that the efficiency is just doomed to come down. I love Kamara and I love what he was able to do on the field. And he's in a situation where there's plenty of opportunity. The only issue is, how much is that efficiency numbers coming down? If he wants to be even around an average running back, I think you're going to see some pretty big regression numbers for Kamara over the course of the year, as history would tell us. You mentioned that he didn't see a lot of carries. I don't think that's that big a deal. The Saints had 444 rushing attempts. That was the 13th most in the NFL. Where I think the real dip is going to come down is in rushing touchdowns. The Saints had 23. That was five more than any other team in 2017. So I think some of those touchdowns are going to have to shift towards the passing game. 2017 was the first time Drew Brees had.
All right, let's go ahead and move over to Melvin. Kyle, kick it off.
All right, let's talk Melvin Gordon here. He is currently going 10th among all players overall in ADP. So that's back end of the first round. Currently running back 8 off the board, which is just solid value based off of what we've seen from Melvin over the last two seasons. He's entering his fourth year in the league. And we all remember that rookie year in which he was a first round pick and somehow wasn't able to reach pay dirt even one time for the Chargers. But over the past two seasons, the guy has burst on the scene and been about as consistent as you can get from the running back position. He's been top 8 at the position at the end of the season over the last 2 years, regardless of format. So standard half point PPR, PPR, it doesn't matter. This guy's been getting it done. Obviously, a huge part of Melvin's game is volume. Over the past two seasons, Gordon has seen 15 or more touches in 27 of 29 games. One of those games in week 14 in 2016, he left early after 3 touches due to injury. And the only other game he failed to reach 15 total touches was week 1 of 2016, in which he had 14 carries and 0 receptions. So this guy sees a ton of the workload. I don't think that changes in 2018 based off of what we've seen from the Chargers, not bringing anybody else in via free agency and only spending a late round draft pick on Northwestern running back Justin Jackson. Obviously, touchdown production is a huge piece of Melvin's game as well. In 2016, he had only played 13 games, but was able to hit pay dirt 12 times. He also was able to get 12 total touchdowns in 2017 and is one of two running backs across the NFL with double-digit touchdowns each of the last 2 years, the other being Mark Ingram. Another huge piece of Melvin's game is that he gets that volume, he gets that production, he sees his team's red zone work. In 2016, Melvin Gordon was tied for 5th in the league for touches inside the 10 with 30, and that was, of course, in 13 games. Last year, Melvin Gordon was tied for 2nd across the NFL with touches inside the 10 with 31. He tied with Le'Veon Bell, of course, trailing only the uber elite Todd Gurley. Consistency is also a huge piece of Gordon's game. This guy, while he's not one of the uber elite guys, you can get him outside the top 5 of ADP in the back end of the first round. And Gordon has been a top 12 running back in 16 of his 29 games over the past 2 years. That's 55% of the time. Even when he's not putting up those big time games, he's at least a running back to 83% of the time, 24 of his 29 games over the last 2 years. This is what you want from a first round pick, regardless of position. A guy that's consistent is not going to kill you and is be able to get it done throughout the entire year. In the passing game.
Let me start off my rebuttal here by saying that I absolutely love Melvin Gordon. People who have seen me posting on Twitter and Sleeperbot know that. It's no secret I'm a huge fan. But one of his big knocks is his efficiency. It's kind of the opposite of Alvin Kamara. Kamara had the highest yards per carry in the NFL last season with 6.1. Melvin had 3.9 yards per carry. And he only had 6 games with 20 or more fantasy points in PPR leagues, and that's compared to Kamara's 8. The Chargers are also a passing offense. They threw the ball 575 times last year, which was second in the NFL. With so many weapons in the passing game, there's a good chance that some of those targets are going to go, some of the targets that went to Melvin Gordon are going to go somewhere else. Yes, Hunter Henry is out, but you know, he was terrible last year anyway and even put up a couple zeros in fantasy. He was barely a factor. With Mike Williams fully healthy opposite Keenan Allen, the Chargers have one of the best passing offenses in the NFL. Yes, that will include Melvin Gordon, but if you're in a PPR, 81 catches is significantly better than 59. What we're talking about here is efficiency versus a lot of touches, and that's really what this all boils down to. Before we move into final thoughts, I want to let you guys know once again that we are running four listener leagues this season. A $25 donation gets you automatic entry into those leagues. Winners of the listener leagues are going to receive signed jerseys from Pristine Auction. Donations can be made through our website, sleeperwire.com, or through gofundme.com/robjr. And, you know, just a heads up, for those of you who donated $50 to get into both the Pro-Am and the Listener League, you're good. We already got you down on the list, and we thank you very much for your donations. All right, let's take it back to final thoughts here, and I'm going to go back to Alvin Kamara. So before the buzzer, I said that if Kamara's scoring decreased 20%, US fantasy scoring at the end of the season, if it went down to 80% of what it is, he'd still be the RB8. Overall scoring, though, incorporates 4 weeks of Adrian Peterson taking touches and 1 week essentially missed due to a concussion. But what if that overall score goes down by 30%? He still would have had 224.3 points, which would have been the RB11. The Saints know exactly how to use Alvin Kamara, and they proved that last season. He started getting more touches as the season went on. They were within one horribly missed tackle of going to the NFC Championship game. The Saints have the same offensive coaching staff, which means the system likely hasn't changed. It's the same quarterback, it's the same wide receivers. This is going to be a very similar offense. Alvin Kamara is going to be the lead back through the first four games of the season due to the Mark Ingram suspension. They don't really have anyone who can step into the Ingram role full time. No, Kamara isn't going to be a workhorse, but he is going to have tons of opportunities with Ingram being suspended through the first four games. Saints head coach Sean Payton has shown some disdain towards Ingram in the past, which leads me to kind of believe that even though Ingram is really good, he may have to earn back some of the carries. The Saints have shifted from a passing offense to a rushing offense. It still sounds weird to say that, but it's true. With a good defense, they just don't have to pass the ball 50-plus times a game like they did in the past. Kamara is an absolute weapon, and I tweeted last season that Alvin Kamara is the next LaDainian Tomlinson, and I'm excited to watch this guy play every week.
And my final thoughts on Melvin Gordon, I touched on a lot of things I liked with Melvin. Obviously, consistency is huge with this guy. He's been able to put up end-of-the-year numbers, which is really solid. You mentioned in PPR the difference between Melvin's receptions and Kamara. Obviously, in PPR, I think these guys are a lot closer. If you play in standard, obviously adjust accordingly. But I love Melvin's workload that he sees in the passing game. In 13 games in 2016, he saw 57 targets for 41 receptions. So that's a little more than an average of 3 receptions per game. So that's a nice floor for your running back. In 2017, he actually even bettered that, about 3.5 receptions per game. 83 total targets, 58 receptions. Both of those target and reception numbers were 7th among running backs. So that includes guys like Duke Johnson that are just PPR studs. I think if you're taking Melvin Gordon, you're obviously not going to get one of those top five guys that you're taking overall in ADP. But Melvin's just been so solid. Again, top 8, like I said earlier, at the position. And he's going to see all of the red zone work for his team. I think Melvin is just about as consistent as you can get at the position. He's my running back 5 in my rankings. And I think you can't go wrong with him at the back end of your first round.
And that is going to wrap it up for this episode of the Sleeper Wire Great Debate. Kyle, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. These running backs are so solid. They're both first round picks right now. So you got to nitpick a little bit, but there's so much data behind both these guys that really support that first round ADP. I'm looking forward to see how these two turn out.
Yeah, absolutely, man. This was such a fun show. These guys are back to back in my rankings, and I was kind of hoping that this show was going to, you know, sway me in one direction. So when I listen back to it, we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't you go ahead and give our listeners, information on where they can find you, follow you, and support you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a co-host of the Fantasy Football Fellas. Like I mentioned earlier, you can find our podcast on Twitter at the FF Fellas. We're pretty much everywhere podcasts are found: iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all that, Spotify. So tune into the show. This offseason, we did 2 episodes a week since the Super Bowl, so we're at around 50-plus episodes even heading into draft season. So we're going to be 3 episodes a week during the month of August. We try to be fast paced. That's why I like the format of this as well. So check us out on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Kyle F. Fellas. I also write for Dynasty Football Factory in their redraft department. So I'm going to be doing at least one article a week. So just follow me on Twitter and hit me up with your thoughts. But Chris, again, I appreciate you having me on.
And you guys can go check out sleeperwire.com. You can find our weekly rankings on there. It is a new website. I mean, it's the same URL, but we completely revamped it. It's super slick, and we're still going to be adding stuff to it. Go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/sleeperwire, and find out how you can support the show and get a bunch of great stuff in return. You can follow me on Twitter at @CMORSleeperWire, the main Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. I'm also on Sleeperbot at Professor Chris, the Fantasy Life app at Professor Chris, and Instagram at Professor Chris SW. Thanks for listening, guys. Catch you next time.